Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's looking pretty good out the window right here. Vinny, you said we're good through Friday, you think?
Weather should be really nice today, yeah.
That sounds great. Let's hit the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank continues to support our local communities during the pandemic. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to over 20 Bay Area school districts so they can buy vital equipment to keep people healthy and technology gear to keep students learning. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Woo-hoo.
Let me begin by saying good luck to me on this news break.
Good luck, Ben. What's going on?
I got a bunch of places to jump around to, and I don't like my chances, but I'm going to go for it anyway. Here we go.
Nice.
I have to start real quick with daylight savings time begins in 2 weeks. So I wanted to mention that we spring forward. I know people love that spring forward time of year. So if anything can get your day started right, it's hopefully that is some good news.
Getting up an hour early. Woo!
Wait a minute. So we lose the hour sleep.
But we lose an hour sleep, but
you get that night.
Right, the nighttime stays lighter longer. Hooray.
Anyway, there's some good news for you.
There's something.
And it's March, so spring is here, and that's another, it's not here yet, but it felt like it this weekend.
Oh, it sure did. And all the flowers are blooming. Everything's pushing up through the dirt. It's such a nice feeling. Like, oh, we're back.
The flowers are, the blooms and the crowds. People are, they're hitting the beach again.
Well, it's nice out. Yep. Let's go to the beach.
It was 70.
Good? Great.
Load sunny and 70. Mm. You'd think I lived in Millbrae.
You would. It's like paradise.
Right.
Not that lucky. Come on.
Does Millbrae, did you mumble? What did you just mumble?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, yeah.
You're not that lucky. Come on, I believe is the quote.
Hey, Millbrae, I got something just for you real quick.
All right.
Before I get to my story. Do you know who Thundercat is?
I don't.
Yeah, that's
I know the Thundercats.
Right?
Was that the cartoon?
No. Okay. Thundercat is a bass player, a musician. And he's been around a while, and you might even have seen him at Outside Lands. I believe he's played there on like some of the smaller stages. But he's a very accomplished bass player. He just put out a new album, and on the new album is this music. I just saw the video, and it's the funniest, most fun video I've seen in I don't know how long. So if you're looking for, and it's your type of music, it's very R&B.
Oh, wow. But it's not that he wrote and recorded it in Millbrae?
No. But it's I believe you'd call it an R&B song. But it's really good. It's very funny, and you got to watch the video. Even though the lyrics are funny, you got to watch the video to really get it.
Should we put that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page?
Yeah, I'll do that. What is it called, Vin? Or what did you find?
Dragon Do Rag.
Oh, all right.
It's too fun. Anyway, that was I meant to just put that on our Google chat or whatever it is we do. Actually, I don't even have that page open. You may have already sent stuff to me and I wouldn't know it. Great. It's Monday, everyone. Again,
hello.
Good luck to me. Let's start with some science news. How
science.
About that? Have you been watching the footage coming back from Mars, Sarah?
Not religiously, but yes, I've seen some footage. Why? What is happening?
Well, I
just
wanted to mention that all the footage is crazy. We've landed on Mars. Hey everyone, we're currently on Mars. We've got a car driving around up there taking pictures. Audio's not impressive.
I love
because
the audio.
There's nobody there.
Right. So, wind though. You know, there's wind. Turns out. Mm.
Ideally, there'd be someone up there going blee boo blee blop or something.
Some alien tongue. Yes.
Right. But I wanted to mention that the super nerds at NASA used patterns on the parachute. Did you hear about this?
No.
So they spelled out a message in binary computer code on the parachute, which they knew there'd be footage of this thing landing and looking up at the parachute. It translates to say, "Dare mighty things." And so no one would know that. Although I bet your boy would have, right?
I don't know.
Can he read binary code?
Can anyone? It seems like just a bunch of ones and zeros.
Oh, well.
Where does it stop? Where does the next letter begin? Oh, there
it
is.
I really had hoped I'd strike.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, there you go.
So they spelled it. They didn't do it with ones and zeros. They did it with sort of yes or no to red or white.
I can't. Huh. I would have thought this was dinner table conversation for you guys, and you would have enlightened us on a, you know.
Nope, didn't come up. Wow.
Ha!
Yeah.
All right.
We'll talk about it tonight, Vin.
Well, if you get any info out of him, I'd love to hear what he, mm-hmm. you know, maybe he saw it and went, I know what that says. Yeah. Or maybe he didn't notice either. And
I didn't know. It looks like a real pretty parachute.
NASA had to tell everyone.
Yes.
Hey, the parachute says stuff. Guys,
see if you can figure it out.
Right over your head. Duh. Anyway, let me do a couple fast facts for you. The reason doctors wear blue or green scrubs is because those are on the opposite side of the color wheel from
red.
Red and pink, blood and guts.
Oh.
Which makes those colors clearer during surgery.
Oh, I see. So if you had on a red set of scrubs, you might get them mixed up. You might do an operation on yourself.
Maybe. Mm. Maybe that's true. Maybe that's right. You just, oh my God, I did it again. I cut myself wide open.
Right. Why do I keep doing this? Someone,
my
nurse, can you stitch me up?
Well, the floor.
This is, someone took those back in. I've just eviscerated myself again.
Some of the early top casting choices for Speed were originally Stephen Baldwin and Ellen DeGeneres.
Well, I'm really glad they settled on Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves.
That is really weird, isn't it?
Well, would it have been a hit? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe suddenly those guys would have the movie career that Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves have. They would.
Maybe.
Probably not, though.
Although Ellen's gone on to make.
Yeah, Ellen doesn't. Ellen's like, yeah, I'm fine without that.
Most movie people will ever make. Mm. Ellen's, what's Ellen worth? $500 million now?
I would say easily. Can someone look up Ellen's net worth, please? If she's worth less than
$330 million.
Oh, geez.
She's poor.
Only
she's
a third
broke.
of a billion. She's
all right.
Poor.
Here's some. This news isn't sexy, but it is good. So
okay.
I think you're going to like it.
Settle in.
The number of new cases of deadly coronavirus in California have not been as low as the number reported Saturday since last September. We're doing great.
Oh, that's great.
We are doing great. So let's keep this going, everybody.
When things are open back up, we ate dinner inside a restaurant on a Friday.
I want to say I saw you post something like it from in. Did you do that? Did I see that? Or was that just your crab feed? What did I see?
Well, I posted the guy. I don't remember, and I was drinking heavily on Friday, so it's possible that I posted something from inside a restaurant. But and we were in sort of our own little space. There, no one was near us, but it was really weird. It was surreal, actually, being inside a restaurant.
So you guys got ripped?
I did.
That sounds fun.
It was.
Oh, good for you.
I was asleep by 9:30.
Oh, what?
Good times. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, so the cases currently are very low. Also, really good news. The FDA emergency authorized another vaccine, this one by Johnson & Johnson. It's not the most effective of the three, and yet it's one. I believe this is the one doser.
I'll take it. I would take that.
Yeah, I'm ready to get whichever one they offer me as
well.
I'll
take them all. Give them all to me.
The addition of a third vaccine in the U.S. means that more than 100 million people, nearly one-third of the U.S. population, could be vaccinated by the end of this month.
Oh, it's so great. Oh, my God. By the end of this month?
By the end of this month, a third of the U.S. population will be vaccinated thanks to the addition of a third vaccine, this one by Johnson & Johnson. And correct me, texters, if I'm wrong, I think this is a one-doser.
It is a one-doser, and it also does not need near the control that the other ones do with the extra freezing cold temperatures. And I think this one's but I think wasn't it like 55% accurate or some? It was a lot less.
It's considerably less, but the big thing they're promoting with this is you absolutely won't get as sick. So
yes.
Even if you catch it, it'll be much less severe, and that's. The big worry is you'll be one of the unlucky contestants that finds themselves with breathing problems and in the hospital.
Right. Or months later, still suffering weird things that have happened because of it, the long haul people.
Right.
Symptoms.
One of the reasons I was worried about this break is I meant to sort of fit this next story into my little science segment, and I didn't get it done. So, fail. I'm still going to do the story, though, so let's go
All
there.
Right, ready.
You know, you've seen the Harry Potter movies.
Yes.
And in the movies, Harry Potter's parents in pictures are sort of animated.
They're able to move.
They move a little, and we've seen some of this in pictures we take with our iPhones. You can put your thumb on it, and the picture will move if you want to take pictures.
The
live
setting. Photo, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's kind of cool.
The genealogy site MyHeritage is offering a new service where they'll animate photos of your dead relatives.
To do what?
I mean, they could do it of anyone, really, but they're saying this is a chance for you to see your people move a little. They're using deep fake technology to make faces and pictures move and make different expressions. They say they can't make people in the pictures talk because that could get them in legal trouble. Because there's deep fake laws now because these things are so good.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the reanimation feature is free if you want to try it out, even with a photo of yourself. But that's something that MyHeritage is offering. You can have a photo slightly animated by MyHeritage.
Is this a good thing that the deep fake technology is becoming so... Oh, look. Oh, he's moving his eyes and... Oh, wow. So we're looking at kind of an old-timey looking guy. Big weird beard. Oh, he's cross-eyed there for a second.
Very old-timey looking.
Yeah. He's got that weird beard that comes like a tunnel off your mouth. And then he's got just terrible hair. And he's just moving his eyes around, and they're sort of changing his... That is...
kind of creepy.
That deep fake stuff is really... It's
amazing,
really frightening.
Huh?
You know, there's that whole...
technology.
Is it the Funny or Die guys that are behind all that deep fake stuff where they've taken Trump and
sassy... Yeah.
Yes.
Who does that? Let's see.
It's terribly eye-opening as to what can be... Oh, no, it's the guys from South Park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, remember all their voices are on that.
Matt Stone and Trey Parker, yeah.
Yeah, it's upsetting to see how well they can do it. I mean,
to see Nana though? You know, you could almost hear her calling you a fornicator again, like she's animated.
Well, you've raised nothing but a bunch of fornicators.
There you go. I mean, wouldn't you like to see her?
I would. That I would actually like to see her. I love my Nana.
That's neat. I guess. I don't. I'm not
going to
do it.
Terrible old lady.
I'm not
loved
interested. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. This is the traditional war between the North and the South. San Francisco defends itself. Dogface family vacation in Hollywood where they shoot you to take your dog. Yeah, okay. Everybody's got their bad stuff. I believe... The conclusion to that story is probably coming up in the trash, right?
It is actually my first story in the next trash break.
There you go. On the Golden Globes, one of the nominees screen with a few others in it also had Bernie Sanders famously sitting with his mittens.
Hilarious.
I didn't know who it was because they didn't say or didn't do a close-up. Hilarious. That's from 408.
There's the deep fake. Bernie's at the Golden Globes. It's too corrupt for him.
408, also, the different 408 says, I live in SF and I've had my car broken into 4 times. 3 of the times, nothing was in the car. The city and police do not care, so it will continue happening. Yeah, I don't know that it's that they don't care. They don't have...
They can't do anything about it.
It's a freaking wild place. They just don't have any way to... Oh, there he is back.
He's
oh, very
in the back,
funny.
In front of the piano, cute. It looks like, or something. Or
we're looking at a picture of Bernie hiding in a nominee's house.
It's adorable.
That is quite a strange picture, actually. I don't know quite what's going on in that picture. But everyone was watching and receiving their nominations and wins from home, so it was sort of a neat thing.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all for now. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Lady Gaga's $500,000 promise and Charlie Sheen's Tiger Blood. Yeah, it's back. And better than ever. It's not back, and it's not better than ever. He's going to talk about how bad it was.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.